So when a neighbor had said that Abe might borrow a book and keep it until he had read it through, do you wonder that his eyes shone like stars? Little Abe's home was not much like your home. It was not built of stone or brick, but of rough logs. When he lay in his small bed, close to the roof, he could look through the cracks between the logs and see the twinkling stars shining down upon him. Sometimes the great yellow moon smiled at him as she sailed through the dark night sky. Sometimes, too, the raindrops pattered down upon the face of the sleeping boy. Every night before little Abe went to sleep, he put his precious book in a crack between the logs. In the morning, when the first light came in, he woke up and read until his father called him. Little Abe worked hard all day long. He never had a moment in the daytime to peep between the covers of his much-loved book. Night after night he read until the story was nearly finished. One night he put the book carefully away and fell asleep to dream of the wonderful story. But the next morning no pleasant light came in through the cracks. The room was dark and cold. Little Abe reached out his hand for the book, and what do you think? He put his fingers into a pile of something soft and cold, for his bed was covered with snow.